Coach, I just got done mentioning here, we're joined by Andrea Dabney. There's a lot of different ways you could look at the game, but everything that happened in the game was a result of what Hartville is doing to you, correct?
Yeah. I mean, they're good. They played much more physical than we did. They beat us to spots. They, you know, cut us, bumped us off stride quite a bit, you know, and we're ready for our cuts. And we couldn't get much going offensively. And then defensively, they picked us apart and, you know, hit shots early on. So we had to come out of our zone. And then they, you know, we couldn't contain the dribble drive. And they just found open guys. And we kind of got away from what we worked on, you know, and got away from the game plan a little bit early. And then you're just trying to scramble to get back in a game. And unfortunately, sometimes when you try to scramble to get back into a game, these kind of things happen.
I know that it's been a crazy 24, 48 mm-hmm. hours, but I was impressed by walking into this gym, the game before yours and this game. There's not a ton of fans here, but they made noise. It was a great atmosphere.
They did. Our fans, you know, traveled well. It was a fight to, you know, which I'm sure every small community has been that same way. You know, when you only have 150 people that can come, obviously everybody wants to come. But you know, the kids were resilient through that process, and I'm glad that our administration handled it in stride, you know, and I can't say enough for the High School Activities Association, the job that they did, you know, to allow for us to at least play. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about in the pregame, there's college guys that they didn't have that opportunity. They didn't have that closure. At least we have some closure, you know, and we got to play our last game and on our terms and didn't come out the way that we wanted to, but, you know, you can't fault our kids' effort and the resilience that they've had this last 24 hours.
I know for me, broadcasting the game, and I know it's different for you as a coach and for the guys as players, but I went really quickly from kind of the disappointment in the Wildcats not winning to realizing as you're getting the third-place trophy, that's the best season in program history. That's right. Pretty cool.
Right, and I think it's going to take us a while before we look back at that and, you know, you find some pride in that. There's going to be a lot of guys right now that are going to be really upset in our locker room, and I don't know that it's necessarily because of the score of the game or the loss of the game. I think it's a group of kids that genuinely just loves to play the game of basketball, and they love to play together. So there's going to be a lot of disappointment in that locker room when we head in there. But great group of kids, and that's, I mean, top to bottom, they're a great group of kids, and they are even better individuals than they are basketball players.
It's the first thing you told me in the pregame. We started talking about Hartville, and you talked about their defense. And, boy, they can defend.
Right.
There were a lot of calls that were blocks where they were really close and got into position. So
right.
they just made it tough for you to get to the rim all night.
Yeah. We just really couldn't get anything going. You know, we couldn't get it inside. You know, we kind of forced some things, you know. Maybe we should have swung it to the other side of the floor, and we just kind of poor decisions, but that's because they took us out of that. I mean, they're a great defensive team. I'll be surprised if, you know, they're probably going to be standing on, you know, first place.
I watched Skyline play earlier, and I was impressed by them, but I also said, listen, if Hartville plays like that tomorrow,
right,
I think Hartville's going to win it all.
They're a very good basketball team, and I don't want to take anything away from anyone else, you know, but, yeah, they're a very good basketball team.
Did you feel like that in the game itself Ryan Dabney, he got a couple of buckets here and there. It looked like that they were putting a lot of attention on Hunter.
Yeah, I kind of felt like Hunter kind of got the shirt ripped right off of his back most of the time. But, you know, that's what they're going to try to take away. They're going to try to take away our two best players, and they did a very good job at that. And we just couldn't get many openings other places. That's, you know, just kind of the way it goes.
It felt like at least, you know, a quarter and a half in, it reminded me a lot of Saturday. You got behind early. You just never got that spark. What occurred
right.
Saturday that didn't happen tonight?
Well, I think that it was just a different matchup for us, you know. Defensively, when Eugene last week switched to their 2-3, our guards could swing the ball around the floor and didn't have much pressure on them. And tonight, that pressure never ceased. You know, they kept that up for, you know, until they subbed out. I mean, they did a great job defensively, and they just made everything difficult, you know. The dribble drive was difficult. The entry pass into the post was difficult. Once we did get it in, we couldn't kick it back out. We got tied up a lot, you know, and then we missed a lot of shots because they were contested. And just a credit to their defense.
It's not ideal, but I said, you know, from a radio standpoint, we're going to have a lot of listeners tonight, which is the, I guess, a bonus for all the craziness going on around the world right now. So I know you got a lot of people back in Sullivan County and Milan that are listening right now. What's your message to them?
We can't thank them enough, not just from a coach's standpoint, but from a parent's standpoint. The amount of support that our community has put into these kids is absolutely amazing. It's a credit to the families that have raised them and the people in our community that have raised them and been in their corners all the way through. It's been a great effort from our entire community, and I think it's a good starting point, and I hope that we can continue, you know, to find the good in everybody here and continue on with this group and and push some more kids in this same direction.